5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Ferrell on the Bench in the biggest way possible here on a Monday night. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Good to have you aboard. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty one last night before he comes back tomorrow from Pittsburgh, which should be a fun return from him after watching probably one of the worst football games you'll ever see in your life between the Steelers and the Lions on Sunday at the Ketchup Bottle. But we are here. We have Monday Night Football going on. We have some NBA. We have a couple of NHL games, which are actually final by now, and we'll start to look ahead to everything that's going to go on this week. Mafia, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Much better than Najee Harris, who didn't know that you can get ties in the NFL. It's ridiculous, Carver. I feel like every time we have a tie in the NFL, there's some player that just shouldn't open his mouth because he sounds stupid saying, I don't know we can do that.
Yeah, that's really, you know, it is amazing. You're right. It does seem to happen every time there's a tie. Obviously, the famous one is Donovan McNabb. Everybody remembers that one from the Bengal-Eagle tie way back in the day. But Najee Harris, rookie in the league, did not know about the tie situation as well. Where do you think the level of disgust is going to be for Scott tomorrow when he starts talking about that game that he sat through? And not only was the game bad, Mafia, but like the weather was bad too. Like he sat out there in like the rain and the wind, yeah, and the cold. Like I could just imagine what the reaction is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I was doing the show with him Thursday night, and he was looking at the weather report, and it's supposed to be in, you know, in the 40s with rain and just miserable. And then I see Saturday that Ben Roethlisberger is out and Mason Rudolph starting. I texted him Sunday morning. I'm like, it's a good thing you got the season tickets that you've actually gotten to see other games, because when they came and you watched them at the Meadowlands last year, yeah, Mason Rudolph was starting. Then he goes to Pittsburgh this game, Mason Rudolph starting. I'm like, if you hadn't seen those other games, you would have thought you were cursed to only watch this guy.
It is amazing. He's gotten a lot of Mason Rudolph over the last couple of years. That's for sure. So tomorrow, you get Scotty back on Coast to Coast and here on Ferrell on the Bench at night. And I'm sure he'll have plenty to say about his trip to Pittsburgh over the weekend. We do have Monday Night Football tonight, Mafia. And let me tell you, you know, all the games this week where, you know, you kind of looked at the lines on Friday and we were like, this line just doesn't make a lot of sense, or there's all this action on one team and it's not moving, you know, in the other direction. All of them ended up hitting in the fishy way. And the 49ers, it was -3.5, and then it got to 4, but like with 90% of the money on the Rams, the line just wasn't budging. And sure enough, the 49ers have come out, Mafia, and they've stuck it to the Rams all night long. From that first drive where they went all the way down the field, defense with a touchdown, You know, it's just and things just the Rams look so sloppy. Like Cooper Kupp's dropping passes. He hasn't dropped passes all year. Very strange game, and I think it's already over at 24-7.
Yeah, it's seeming that way, and it's definitely not the way I want it to be because I need Henderson here to give me some extra points. I'm like 2.5 points up. He's got Kittle, I got Henderson, so I thought that was in the bag, but right now I'm just hanging on here, so this one is tough for me. I don't know why they're just so bad. You know, like you said, there's just something wrong. There's something off with this team tonight. It's not even, you know, they didn't have to go cross-country, early start, or any of that kind of stuff. Short little flight, and all of a sudden, everything is wrong. Cups dropping pass on that third down. You had Higbee basically hand the ball off to the D-back for that pick six. And I think that was the turning point. Once they went up 14-0, they just looked so deflated, the Rams. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what the heck's happening? And I think that took a lot of wind out of their sails early on.
Yeah, I think it kind of had him thinking back to last week where the Titan pick six put him down a couple of touchdowns, and it was the same deal. It was like, this game's over. Like, what is going on here? And with the kind of offense that they have, that should not be the case. Like, being down two scores shouldn't be that big a deal for the Rams. Like, it really shouldn't. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. He'll be back tomorrow right here on Sports Grid Radio. Taking a look at Rams 49ers, everything else going on tonight. So you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's two scores shouldn't be insurmountable for an offense like Sean McVay's and the Rams.
Right, and it seems like this has been multiple times this season where they get down a bit and it's kind of a culture shock punch in the mouth, and it's like they don't know how to react. Meanwhile, they're supposed to be the high-flying, quick-scoring offense and, you know, flying all over the field. So that should be no big deal for them. That should be, you know, easy-peasy, let's just get it going. It almost seems like they're still shell-shocked from that Super Bowl years ago, even though they have a different quarterback. Like, every time they get down now, it's like, oh, wait a second, we're supposed to be playing from ahead.
They're like a bully team is what they are. They like to play from ahead. They're a bit of a bully team. You saw like that day that they beat Tampa at home. They got up on Tampa and they just kept pounding them. And Ramsey just missed a pick right there. They could have used that big time. That would have maybe swung things a little. And I'll tell you what else screwed them tonight, Mafia. I don't know why McVay did that fake field goal at the end of the first half. Why not just take the 3 points and make the game 21-10? Going into the half. Like, I didn't understand. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. 13.5 is the live line right now in this game. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High Mafia, in for Scotty. We're just getting going right here on Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, keep checking this game out. We got a lot more to do. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on a Monday night. As we've got Monday Night Football rolling, Rams and Niners here, some NBA that we'll get to, NHL. We'll start looking at some stuff that's going to be going on later in the week in NFL and college football too. So about under 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The Niners have the ball, 2nd and 10. They're almost at midfield. They could really, I think this game's over anyway. But they can really put this game away with a touchdown and get it to 31-7. The other turning point I was talking about, Mafi, when we were going to the break, was I still don't understand why McVay tried the fake field goal there. I mean, make it 21-10, go into the half with a little momentum, get some points. Like, I just didn't see the need to try a fake. And not only did the fake was like it sucked, like it was like a really bad fake that they tried to pull off. What were your thoughts on that miserable attempt on special teams by McVay there to end the half?
Yeah, I didn't understand it. I mean, I guess when you're going into the half and they're getting the ball first, maybe he wanted that little extra juice because you weren't going to be down double digits. You wanted to come back and have them score and pump it up more. But like you said, it was just poorly executed. It didn't work at all. They snuffed it out, and it just makes you look bad right now, because then you're back down to single digits in points. You only had 7. You know, if you got up to 10, maybe you have a little momentum going in, feeling okay. Maybe get a little bit of a push for your defense when they're coming out in the second half. But again, it was another one of those things where they're just like, you know, you can see the look on their face, like, you know, the big exhale, like, oh, man, really? I just don't think it was worth the risk at that time. I know everyone's doing them now. So many more, you know, fakes for field goals and punts. So many more going for it on fourth down. The analytics say it'd be better to get the 7 points than the 3, blah, blah, blah. But just like, sometimes you just got to, you know, take what you have, be grateful for it, and move on from there. Make your adjustments. Instead, you know, you just put your guys further down with that fake that didn't work out at all.
It certainly did, and it just makes things worse. So the Rams get the ball back here. The Niners just punted. So under a minute to go in the third quarter. They're down 3 scores. I don't know, Moff. They would need to score extremely quick here for me to have any faith whatsoever. And then you're still talking about, you know, another score and a stop, and then another score after that. Niner D's played well tonight. Do we got like a
And you're backed up deep,
here?
Too.
Let's see. You're backed up deep. They're inside their own 10. Do we get a Cup finally caught a ball? I mean, the guy's been dropping balls all over the place tonight. He's looked miserable.
Look at you. You have 3 guys that are all running like 5-6, you know, yard routes right next to each other. Like, no one's going to go a little deeper than that. Like, how about we get some extra yards here, because you're down 3 scores?
You know, that's an interesting point, too, because when you watch the Rams closely, and Stafford's going to go down here. Oh, no, he flips it over. It's still going to lose yards. Like, it doesn't seem like there's
that's
a lot of
point per reception for me.
Yeah, that's a point for you guys.
It's better that it went nowhere. I get the point for the reception.
But what about losing the 5 yards? Do you get anything for he lost a couple yards there on the on that catch? I guess you're still getting the point for the reception. So what's these? Look at this. Do you see this drop? Are these guys serious tonight?
See, what is going on?
That ball?
And he's been a big culprit of that. I know he has a touchdown, but he's been one that's held them back multiple times with drops today.
This game is over, man. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Look at these. Him and Cup drop. That ball's right in his hands. That's embarrassing. But I was about to make the point. Like, you said how they all kind of run the same route, like right next to each other. Like, they don't seem to take many deep shots. It seems like a lot of the deep plays that the Rams get is off of the short pass, and a guy makes a move and breaks something. Like, other than the DeSean Jackson touchdown and a couple catches he had against the Bucs that day, the Rams don't have a lot of, like, huge big play, you know, big plays this year. It's all short stuff that gets broken for big plays.
Right, it's all the yak, and you know that's something that Robert Woods, I guess, was better at, and obviously with him out now, that hurts them. You had DeSean Jackson, but that just makes more of a question of why'd you get rid of DeSean Jackson? Why didn't you use him then? You know, to have that big play ability, make the defense stay, you know, honest and not try to creep up on the line and stop the shorter routes that you're running. But then they never used him. They got rid of him. And now you have all these guys doing the same thing. And, you know, I know OBJ hasn't been there very long, but they're not using him much. You know, getting him involved, maybe go a little deeper or something. They're not doing that with anybody. You need to do that to keep the defense honest.
No question about it. You need to mix it up a bit. So we go to the fourth quarter. 49ers will get the ball. About their own 40. And I'm sure that they're going to try to just pound the rock and salt away some time here. I don't think it matters anyway. I don't think the Rams are getting 3 scores here in the fourth quarter. Not the way that their offense has looked tonight. In fact, I don't even at this point, Mafia, I don't want them to score, because I got this under 50.5, and we're sitting with 31 right now. So I'd prefer, actually. There was actually a nice in-game on the over also at 61 after it was 14-7 late in the first quarter that you could have grabbed, which is nice as well. So we'll keep our eyes on the Rams and the 49ers, obviously, going forward. NBA tonight, we have a couple games. We don't only one West Coast game tonight, Mafia, which is the Blazers and the Raptors tonight. Man, did the Raptors screw me on Saturday, losing at home to Detroit. I just had them in some dopey parlay with some other college football stuff, figuring that they'd win that game, and they ended up losing at home. Awful. The Raptors up 13-5 on the Blazers. First quarter, -1.5 for the Raps right now live. The T-Wolves and the Suns playing a tight one in Minnesota tonight. 82-81 T-Wolves. About 4 minutes to go there. The Mavericks are going to beat the Nuggets. That game has less than a minute to go. It's 111-101 for Dallas. Tonight, Celtics beat the Cavs 98-92. Kings beat the Pistons 129-107. The Wizards now first in the Eastern Conference, 105-100 over the Pelicans. Hawks racked the Magic, 129-111. The Knicks, like an old-school game here, Mafia, 92-84. Beat the Pacers tonight. How about the Knicks? And they were down in this game, I believe.
Yeah, they were down at half.
Yeah, they were down at half. And in fact, the Pacers, yeah, third quarter too. The Knicks with a 23-10 fourth quarter. The Pacers scored 10 points in the fourth quarter. Jesus, Mafia, are you kidding me? 10 points in the fourth quarter? That's disgusting.
That is terrible. Then you had the big three from Barrett to clinch it and cinch it down there. I mean, that's a great – that's old school Knicks-Pacers score. So it's funny to see it happen, you know, in this day and age when everything's about scoring and all the totals are over 220. But just a rough, you know, scrap-it-out game, fighting for points. Every, you know, basket matters. Not a great game for Randall, but the guys come through. Even not a great game for Barrett overall either, but he hits a big shot late and they come back and get the win. Good job by the bench with Rosen quickly coming in there and getting some points.
Grizzlies beat the Rockets 136-102. They whacked them. The Heat beat the Thunder in OKC 103-9. There's actually two late night games, my bad. Besides Toronto and Portland, who just got started, the Bulls and the Lakers get going in about 15 minutes at Staples. The Bulls beat the Clippers last night at Staples. They'll try to go for the sweep against the Lakers, who won in San Antonio yesterday. -2 for the Bulls here tonight. I actually like the Lakers tonight here. Both teams on a back-to-back. Lakers actually traveled and the Bulls didn't since they stayed in L.A. But I think the Lakers tonight, as a home dog, Mafia, that's usually a spot they're not in. I like them tonight.
No, I can't believe in them right now. The Bulls are playing so well. I'm going to go with Chi-Town right now because even the Lakers, even you saw it now over the weekend, you got, you know, the loss that they had again. After Anthony Davis calls them out, they get a win. Then they get the second game, they lose. And then you have Westbrook just like looking at his phone, seeming disinterested and not caring already. This point in the season, the press conference is not looking good for them with LeBron James out and the team falling apart already.
Yeah, look, they've been up and down. I'll say that. You know, they're 8-6 right now. They're just trying to steady the tide. So we'll have that one going on as well. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia, in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on a Monday night. So they did end up going for it on fourth, huh? And he took it to the house?
Sure. Not only do they go for it, but Mafia? The banging sound you're hearing is the nail in the coffin for L.A.
Wow. How about that? Go for it. Stick it in the house. Unbelievable. So, 31-7. Fourth and sixth play. Hits Debo over the middle. And he just takes it. House call. 31-7, 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And good night to lights for the Rams, who are going to go into their bye, Mafia, at 7-3. And with a real ugly 2 weeks into the bye, whether it was last week at home against the Titans, this week on the road against the 49ers. Two bad performances to think about for the next, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, really. I mean, when you look at what they've done the last couple of weeks, it makes you wonder. And to say that a team at 7-3 is something that you have to worry about is usually, you know, all right, you're crazy. But, I mean, like you said, the last 2 weeks, this team who's been bad San Francisco all year, I don't care if it's been on the road, there's no home field advantage there. They were 0-4 at home before this game, and you get housed by them, who have had trouble scoring points all year. And then before that, you lose to Tennessee, who's a solid team in the AFC, but is losing the MVP of the league, and the first game without him, only found out at the beginning of the week. It wasn't like they've, you know, had a couple games to get adjusted to. They're bringing, you know, an ancient Adrian Peterson, and you get smoked by them. Those are not good ways to go into your bye week. You know, McVay's going to have to do a lot of tinkering when they get in here this next week plus and figure out what's going on with this team and how to make them tick and get them back to where they should be, because they're not looking good.
Nah, this was embarrassing tonight. I mean, look, I thought the line was fishy, and I thought that the 49ers were definitely game, but I didn't think that they would absolutely whoop them. I mean, this is rough. And off the bye, they go to Lambeau, Mafia. That's where the Rams go on the on Thanksgiving weekend. They take a trip to see Aaron Rodgers. They'll be 7-3. And look, I need them to get to 11, to be quite honest with you. Let's talk about what matters here, Mafia. I got over 10.5 wins. We need 4 more wins. They play the Jaguars. Okay. That sounds good. They got the Seahawks again at home. Maybe that's 2. This is actually going to be a little tough for the Rams. Rams at Green Bay, home Jaguars, at Arizona, home Seahawks, at Minnesota, at Baltimore, home 49ers who just beat their ass. I actually might sweat that, Mavi. I might sweat the 10.5 if they're going to play like this the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that could be a tight squeeze for you there, trying to get that over. And now, you know, looking at these last 2 games, Mike, what do you think? Do you think that they are more of what we're seeing the last 2 weeks? Do you think it's more of what we've seen at the beginning of the season them? Has it been injuries affecting them? People starting to figure out Stafford? Like, what are the Rams, you know, that we should be really thinking about coming out of this bye week? Which version of them is what we should see and expect the rest of the way?
It's a great point. Is the last 2 weeks more of a bigger picture of how defenses around the league and coaching staffs around the league are like, all right, we got 6 or 7 games of Stafford playing in McVay's offense. This is what we need to do. And it very much could be that. And now McVay is going to have to go back to the drawing board, the genius that he is, for the next 2 weeks and try to figure out how to change some things up, because his quarterback that he raved about for the first 9 weeks of the season, he's in a slump right now. Now, it also hasn't helped, Mavi. These guys have been dropping the ball all over the place. Higbee and Kupp have been a disgrace tonight trying to hold on to the football.
Yeah, it hasn't been all on him. Like, the one pick six is not his fault. I mean, it wasn't a great throw. I'm not going to pretend like it was perfect, but Higbee had it in his hands and then basically handed it to defensive back. So, you know, you can't blame him on that one, but this is a game that he is knowledge good in overall. We talked about, I mean, he's got like 17 completions for 155 yards. Had tons of completions against Tennessee, you know, almost 300 yards. But again, the interceptions, the turnovers, he had 2 of those in that game. Got sacked a bunch. So the line's not protecting him, and he's not taking care of the ball. And that's a bad recipe for any team.
I don't even know what he was just doing right there. Like, he just threw the ball, like, straight into the ground. Like, what? Where was that going? Did it get tipped? And his arm got hit a little bit. Okay. We'll give Matty a pass there. Matty Stafford, his arm did get tipped as Bosa was coming after him hard on that one. You want to jump in, Mafia, on the Rams here, getting 18.5 that they score a touchdown? 19.5 live?
No, I do not. No, not the way that they've looked.
Looking for anything here. We're looking for anything.
Oh, and you know what? We've had so many good... Oh, man. I was... Oh, you got a flag on that one, Elise, so you might get in the first down. But, you know, I even lost my thought. That throw was so bad. I don't even know where I was going with this one. Oh, you know what I was going to say is that, you know, you and I have talked about multiple times how we've had so many good primetime games. I guess we were due for a real stinker like this.
Yeah, we were due for one. Especially the nights that me and you have been here, we've had a bunch of crazy fourth quarter games on Monday nights where me and you have done it and Scott's been off. And this week, we got a bad one. This one tonight is not good, that's for sure. A stinker. 31-7. And you would have thought it would have went the other way, 31-7. You would have thought it would have been the Rams up 31-7 in this game. But no, it is the 49ers taking care of business. Stafford over the middle. Another drop. That's in his hands. This is just sick. Who's 12? Is that, who is that? Who just dropped that ball? He's like rubbing his hands together like that mattered. Please, dude. Come on, man. You got to catch the football here. still 10 minutes to go in this game. There's a couple of things to be decided, if you know what I mean, Mavi, whether it's totals and et cetera. There are still some things that could be decided. There's actually a lot of college basketball tonight, too, Mavi. I did not notice this. But the Gavitt games getting going tonight. What are the Gavitt games, you say? Big East, Big Ten, I guess you want to call it, like, challenge. Let me get up the Big East slate here tonight. Marquette beat Illinois tonight, 67-66. How about Shocker?
Yeah, last second shot.
Was it a last second shot by Marquette?
It was. I think there was a turnover, steal, and shot to win it.
Wow. So Shaka Smart starts his reign at Marquette with a big win over top 10 Illinois. Nice job there. Providence leads Wisconsin with 14 minutes to go in the second half, 43-35 in Wisconsin. How about that? So I might have to throw that on. I mean, that might be better than the fourth quarter of this Ram 49er game, Mafia. I'm going to throw Providence. That would be a nice start for the Big East tonight. If they get a little Marquette and Providence beating Illinois and Wisconsin, that would be a huge start to the year for the Big East.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, just wait till Seton Hall takes down Michigan and then tomorrow's game. We're looking for that one.
I was
tomorrow,
say,
9 o'clock Eastern.
Who does the Hall have in the Gavitt games? And you just reminded me it's Michigan tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're probably going to get slaughtered. They're good in their first two games against nobodies. They beat Yale by like 40 points on Sunday. And I saw, you know, boy, he was at the game talking about how good they look. And I'm like, wait till they play Michigan, then we'll see what they're really like.
Michigan didn't play that great against Buffalo last week when they opened their season. They didn't cover. Buffalo actually covered that game in Michigan last Wednesday. But if I see the number tomorrow morning, I would consider Hall maybe, Moff. I think Hall might be able to hang around with Michigan and Ann Arbor. Stafford's now actually throwing the ball beyond 10 yards for once. He hits Cup first down.
And Cup's not dropping it, too.
Cup's not dropping it either. I think they're going to
score. But it always helps if the receivers actually catch the ball.
See, they're not giving me any line, which is... I wanted to jump in, Mamaf, but... It's not, I think, because they've got, and there's almost, that's a pick. Wow. Although that's going to be a flag, too, I think. Flag or a pick here, Mafia?
I got to look. I was looking down at the time. I got to see the replay. So the show and pick is according to the refs. We'll see how, you know, it stands up with the flag, but they're saying pick on the field.
I think that Stafford's going to get saved, but that's another tipped ball. I mean, this dude just. This is Cup. Yeah, that's going to be a penalty on the Niners. That's a great play by the... That's got to be on the Niners.
It's a hell of a catch after you made the penalty, but that's definitely a penalty beforehand. But then the grab the ball against your butt for the pick. That's impressive.
First down. There you go. So first down for the Rams. They continue to march. We do want to try to keep the under in play here. That's for sure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And game line was just 17.5 and 48.5 total, so.
It's just so 16.5 pop up. But 16.5 with the 7, if they get to 14, see that's, they're screwing with you, Mafia, because 16.5, even if they get a touchdown here, you're still not covering. I don't want that.
The Vandals got a 17.5.
Oh, really? 17.5 I could do, because that means a touchdown and you're in the number right now. I'm seeing it a couple different places as we try to shop around a little bit here. Now, would they go for two? No, they wouldn't go for two, right?
No, I think it would make sense to go for two.
Get to 16. They might actually. Frill on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty on a Monday night as we are getting down to the end of the 49ers and the Rams. We've got some NBA going on, and we'll look at some stuff later in the week as well. We keep rolling on Sports Grid Radio, The Bench, right after this on The Grid.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info,
you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh! Or you can just listen to us. We recommend
us. And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
we're back. Front on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight right here on Sports Grid Radio. Getting down to the end of the Rams and the 49ers. I'll tell you what else is going to be record-setting, Mafia, for this game tonight. I don't think we've had a Monday night game end before 11 East all year. And they got a chance to do that as well here with, they got a great chance for that to happen tonight.
They had a chance. It's not going to end that early. It's going to end just after 11 because, you know, this last 5 minutes is going to take 30 minutes, especially as you start doing stoppage and things like that. But,
that's going to be possible.
We talk about the drops. We've talked about the guys letting Stafford down. Again, Jefferson had one in the end zone. If he doesn't bobble it, catch it right away when it falls into his hands, it's a touchdown. He bobbles it, ends up out of bounds with it before he can get possession, and they don't have it. Now they're facing third and goal here. They should have scored five plays ago.
What is Stafford doing? I mean, he's clearly past the line of scrimmage. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, Matty, geez. You can't have Stafford running around.
I think I make it. Oh no! Please don't hit me. That's he thought he had a line to the end zone. Once he realized both those guys were going to hit him, he was just trying to get rid of the ball. It's like the little kid that once and all of a sudden just laterals it to someone just so he doesn't get nailed.
Jeez, did they screw this up? What are they gonna? So yeah, illegal forward pass. What is that? Do they lose yardage for that too, Mafia? Is that a yardage penalty as well?
I think that's down in yards. I mean, they're still going to be in field goal range, but it's not going to help them.
Yeah, he ain't kicking a field goal. This maniac. This guy's not, I mean. Two turnovers, five drops, 19 minutes they've had the ball. They've done an awful job tonight. This will be it for me. Let's see how they end this, if they can get in the end zone. Because if not, Mafia, I am going to start turning my attention to college basketball. That's where I'm going to go. Let me see if we can get a little juice with Wisconsin here as they're playing with Providence. See if we can get in on Wisconsin live down at home in the second half. And Stafford, geez. I mean, could you throw it any higher over his head, Mafia?
That looks more like a throwaway. Like, give the guy a chance. What happens if you get picked in the end zone? It doesn't mean anything. You got to give him a chance to catch it.
Throw it a little higher over his head.
Yeah, you don't get points for throwing it through the uprights.
Oh, boy. All right, we're in on Wisconsin, Moff. We're going to go after Wisconsin here against Providence. That's what we're. That's our new focus. We're done with the Rams and the 49ers. That's not happening tonight. We're taking a shot with the Badgers. See what they can do against Providence. Down 8 with about 9 minutes to go in the game. Plus 300, Ramaf, if you want to get in.
No, I still got to watch this till the end. I'm only up by 3.5 points here. I got to make sure they don't throw it to Kittle.
Oh, that's right. You got all the fantasy working on your side as well.
Yep, he's got Kittle. I got Henderson
stuff. The one game that I was close in this week, I had Deebo Samuel. So I'm pretty sure, I haven't looked, but I'm pretty sure I had to have put it away.
I would have put this one away if I didn't screw it up. I even though we said on Friday, I'm like, Russell Wilson's going to be rusty with Derek Carr in Kansas, going against Kansas City. I'm like, I don't trust him. I didn't play him, so that lost me another like 15 points. And then the really one that killed me is I picked up your boy Stevenson on the Patriots, on both my teams. And I didn't play him because my running backs in the team that I sat him, this team, Dalvin Cook, Henderson, and then I played Metcalf as my flex. So I lost about 30 points sitting him on the bench because Metcalf didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, you got made a wrong move on that one. Metcalf did zero. I mean, absolutely zero. So now I'm hooked in on this game. There's 8 minutes to go, just over 8 minutes. Wisconsin at the line. Now they're down 7. If they can make this second free throw, they'll be down 6. Considering they're only down 6 with 8 minutes to go, Moff, I feel like I got in a pretty good price on the money line, at least, at plus 300. That's a pretty good price to get in this late.
Yeah, that is a good spot. That's what it's like that.
Because we got plenty of time to go, and they're the home team. We'll see. And they do make the second free throw. So 6-point game at Wisconsin when they got Providence in the house, part of the Gavitt games that is going on. I'll give you a check on the NBA, Moff, and then we'll start to dive into some other things. The Bulls are up early on the Lakers, 11-9 at Staples Center. The Raptors lead the Blazers 46-41. And as I turned to the page, Moff, I did see Warriors-Nets tomorrow night, huh? In Brooklyn. That's a good one tomorrow night. Warriors and the Nets.
Yeah, not one that you would expect it coming into the season, or even in the, you know, before everything happened with Kyrie. Been like, oh, the Nets and the Wizards, that's going to be a blowout. You know, if you were thinking about games to go to or, you know, be part of, but now it's going to be a great game. I mean, the Nets aren't at full strength and are struggling, you know, with the guys that they have, and the Wizards somehow are currently the best team in the East. I couldn't believe that when I was looking at the standings over the weekend. I knew they were playing well. I didn't realize they were playing that well. They're the best team in the East right now with, you know, a bunch of, you know, the Island of Misfit Toys in their lineup.
their lineup is kind of like the Island of Misfit Toys. That's a pretty good way to describe them, the Island of Misfit Toys.
Might as well. Every store is getting way too into Christmas early on, so I'll bring up the Christmas reference before Thanksgiving. Why not?
Oh, that's it. You're already upset with all the commercials and everything else. You're no good. Christmas before Thanksgiving, you can't take it.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. I was in Walmart when I went to my sister's wedding, last weekend, not the one that just passed, weekend before, like the first weekend in November. They're playing Christmas songs at the store. You gotta be kidding me. You go to Home Depot, there's decorations everywhere. It's insane that we are. I mean, I guess, yeah, you need some time to buy some stuff. You'll get up before Black Friday, but beginning of November, I saw stuff before even Halloween. They had, you know, Christmas things going in stores. Ridiculous.
I did hear one of the local stations around here in New York had on today when I was driving home from the train say, Friday starts are all Christmas music all the time until Christmas Eve. It's the, oh, jeez. Yeah. I mean, the Friday before Thanksgiving, they're starting it, Mavi. The Friday before, they're starting it.
The 12 days of Christmas turn into 12 weeks of it.
Yeah, but hey, there's money to be made, Mafia. There's money to be made. So
there is.
That's the reason.
Speaking
why,
of the Wizards. I gotta give credit to your boy Kuzma. I've never been a huge fan of him. His ridiculous hair, and he's always been overrated to me. But I like, he had a good sense of humor this weekend when he called out Cleveland. They got back at him, where he was saying, you know, we talked about that the Cavs should, you know, always like thank LeBron James because he's the only reason they have a title. And then when they were showing a clip of him being interviewed on a Cleveland station in the lower third, where you identify who the person is, and said only has a title because of LeBron James. And then he responds on Twitter like, all right, you and me got something in common, Cleveland.
Oh, that's true. Nice job by him. Oh, look, he's actually hit some big shots for the Wizards. He had that huge shot against the Cavs at the end of last week. He's done a pretty good job so far. The Island of Misfit Toys. That's a great name for them to call them that all year long. Nets -3 against the Warriors tomorrow night, by the way. If anybody's interested in that, give me the Warriors +126, Mafia. My Warriors, as I am fully behind them for this NBA season over the 47.5. The Raptors have a 4-point lead now on the Blazers in Portland. They're getting close to the end of the first half. -1.5 live for the Raps. Bulls still 14-11 over the Lakers. About midway through the first quarter, Bulls -4.5 right now. Is your live line there. There was a couple of hockey games tonight, Mafia. Hockey. Let me take a quick look. I know the Islanders got... it was a close game for a while, and then... I knew it was 3-1 or 4-1. I wasn't sure if they added another one after that, whether it be an empty netter or not. 4-1, Tampa beat the Isles tonight as the Islanders are limping at the end of this 13-game road trip that they had to start the season. Tomorrow night is the final game, Mafia, of this odyssey. They play both the Florida teams. They're in Tampa tonight. They're in Sunrise tomorrow to take on the Panthers. If they can win tomorrow, 6-5-2, you can't ask for more than that when you're starting the season 13 games on the road. You really can't.
Yeah, you are severely handicapped when they give you that kind of schedule. And, you know, they always do with every team that's opening a new venue. And it's never easy. You know, in every sport, they always put them on the road before to make sure they have some extra time to make things ready. And it's just stinks, though, because, like I said, 13 games on the road is a lot. First month of the season, you're on the road. So it's never easy to do that. If you come out with a winning record, you know, it's a good start. just as long as you don't get behind the eight ball too much, and then you can get home and get a lot of games at home, a lot of that home cooking, a lot of sleeping in your own bed, and hopefully, you know, not just even things out, but get a little push there to get back over and get back to where the Islanders should have been, a lot of people felt, coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it. You got to look at it this way. I mean, 42 of their last 69 games or 69 games are going to be at home. You know, that's pretty substantial when you think about it. That's a long time that they're going to have in their building. So plenty of time at the new UBS for the Isles. It looks like I jumped in at the right time here as Wisconsin now gives up a three ball to Providence. They're now down 11, Mafia. So not a good scene for me. I probably jinxed the Badgers here. 6:45. They're down 11 at home to Providence. We'll see if they can crawl out. The Islander Lightning game was close. 2-1 going into the third. And then Point and Stamkos put it away in the final 10 minutes for Tampa. So they get a 4-1 win. Of course, that was their first game between those teams. Very chippy tonight, too, since that Game 7 down there back in June when the Lightning beat them 1-0. And the Jackets beat the Wings 5-3 in Columbus. So good win for them. Is Providence on some run here now? Providence up 13, Mafia. So Wisconsin can thank me. I'm the one who put the whammy on the Badgers here tonight when they were down 6.
Not over yet, but yeah, I mean, both these teams, it's two old teams that usually get a lot of, you know, older players on there, and so it's always interesting to see how they play throughout the season. They, you know, better early on than some of these other teams that get the one and dones and these young players they got to inject. So, you know, a lot of the talent that they would bring into these teams usually are hanging around 3-4 years, so it's usually very senior laden and, you know, fun fundamental basketball to watch.
Yeah, Providence can't possibly blow this. I know they're on the road, but they can't possibly blow this. I mean, they're up 13 here with 6 minutes to go at the Kohl Center. They should be able to finish this one off. Elsewhere, college basketball, anything else live that is happening? Baylor beat Nicholls tonight. They covered it. And Ohio State beat Bowling Green. They beat them by 31. Marquette had the 1 point win over Illinois. Gonzaga, 84-57. I don't think they covered against Alcorn State, Mafia. What was the, they were probably laying about 35 or 40 again, I would have to assume, in that game. Number two, UCLA plays Long Beach State. Long Beach State, not a bad team in that, in the Big West. So 26.
Gonzaga was laying number 39. There for,
was it 39?
Yeah.
Wow. No cover for them tonight, then. No cover. Elsewhere, anything else of note? Tulsa beating Oregon State late. All right, so we've got a lot of college hoops as well. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia here with you on Sports Grid Radio. Scotty back tomorrow from Pittsburgh on Coast to Coast and the bench. So we'll keep rolling here. Finish off hour number one. Got a lot to do in hour two. We keep rolling on the grid after this.
With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio. He'll be back tomorrow. And Wisconsin now down 9. And it looks like they're getting the ball here. 4.5 minutes to go. We haven't given up hope yet for Wisconsin to make a little comeback. I will say, Mafia, what do you feel about the Rams kicking a field goal down 31-7? Like, what, you know?
Pointless.
Sure. Why, I mean, why not?
If you're going to do that at the end of the first half. If you're going to do that your last possession. I don't know why you wait till, you know, really, there's only 4 minutes left. You're down 31-7, and you kick one to make it 31-10. I mean, is it just so you're a little less embarrassed that you score only single digits? Or
maybe Sean McVay has his kicker, Matty Gay, on one of his teams, and he knew he needed 3 points.
Well, if that was the case, he should have kicked it all three times.
To swing a game or something like that. Maybe he figured, all right, let's get Matty out there. Give us a couple more points for the fantasy team. You never know. I guarantee you that swung somebody's week, too. You know, there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of fantasy matchups now throughout several sites, you know, all across the country, Mafia. Somebody got swung on that Gabe field goal. You know,
Ryan was cursing the whole game before that when they're not kicking anything, when they're going for all these fourth downs.
Ran the fake. Somebody who was mad that they ran that fake earlier just got real happy when he did that. All right, Varel on the bench, Carver, Ryan, Mafia in for Scotty here on a Monday night, Sports Grid Radio. We come back, hour number two. We start looking ahead to some lines for this week here on the bench.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.